said, you have to look after these guys and do this two-town tour with them and that. And I said, well, look, I really can't dedicate all this time to them because some of these other things are going to suffer. He said, well, get the thing rolling as far as medicine's concerned, get them used to being on the road and that for a couple of weeks, then deputise somebody to be in charge of them on the road and you come back in the office where you're the most useful. I think that's what he said. So I did just that. I did a couple of weeks with them. And I finished up at Norwich, I remember at UEA in Norwich, and by this time I had deputised somebody, in fact this one from the same Cameron McVeigh, to be the tour manager and take over from me. So I finished the Norwich gig and I skidled off home. I don't live a million miles from there. Apparently that Saturday, the following night on the Saturday, they had played at Hatfield Poly, and there was some huge ruction there with skinheads, these NF boys or something, who bust in the plate glass windows and came in with Stanley knives and carved a few people up and caused a bit of blood and everything, you know. And big ruction. So Monday morning I go into the office and Robbo calls me in and said, what happened on Saturday night? And I said, I don't know, I wasn't there. You weren't there, why weren't you there? And I said, Dave, in accordance with our plan, I've done the couple of weeks on the road, everything's rolling nicely, I've got somebody else in, and I'm back in the office where I'm useful, you know. You're fired immediately, that was it. So about some days later, a week later or something, I had some occasion to call them up, to call Madness up at a gig, you know. And at this time, we had fought like cats and dogs because, you know, them being younger, very highly spirited chaps, shall I say,
right.
They did not want particularly anybody holding the whip over them saying, get up now, sound check now, on the bus now. And it was all, you know, extremely kind of harrowing, you know, quite hard work, to say the least. And I was constantly like a headmaster. It was actually working with them that I began to realise my age, that I wasn't kind of 18 anymore. I think up until that point, I thought I was permanently 18 or something. So I thought that I really hated them for being, you know, such a bunch of high-spirited, undisciplined, you know.
Yobs.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought they really hated me for being a prissy old schoolmaster or something like that and trying to get them to do things on time and perhaps, as I saw it, in a professional way, you know. So going back, after I'd been dismissed from Stiff Records for not being at this particular gig where this bloodshed was occurring, I did phone them up for some reason, and in fact, I think it was Lee that got on the phone to me, and he was really sorry, saying, hey, you got fired, that was our fault, what happened, etc. And I suddenly realised, God, these boys really care for me, in a way, you know, they appreciated, perhaps, again, I'm surmising this, not reading anybody's mind, but they appreciated what I was trying to do for them, show them the ropes and kind of get them, you know, I know fairly well what it's like, life for the band on the road, and I don't think they knew at that point in time, they certainly do now. And I think they kind of perhaps appreciated that. And anyway, we sort of got talking again, and as it transpired after the two-town tour, or in fact before the end of the two-town tour, they were off to America to do a couple of weeks there for good old Sire Records. And they asked me to go with them as their sort of, you know, tour manager, look after them, you know. Anyway, eventually it transpired that I started managing them, you know, that was the thing. That was the beginning of 1980.